John Kennedy, the head softball coach with the South Central Calhoun Titans, joining us here as we take a look back at the 2020 season. And Coach, you guys came in with some expectations this year. I think the kids were really excited about the season, and then the whole COVID thing kind of hit. How much did that impact what you thought this season would look like and how it ended up playing out?
I think it was everybody had to deal with it. It was hard to get a lot of reps and I don't know. It seemed like we just could never gain any traction this year. We just didn't get it rolling. But it was fair for everybody. So
it
we just
did
got to play through it.
Coach, it did seem like, at least from the outside, early in the season, you guys kind of hit the ground running and playing pretty good softball.
Yeah, we started out 2-0. We went up to Alta and got a nice win up there, and then came home and got a win. And then we hit a real rough patch of schedule. We knew we hit some teams that were going to be challenging for us. And I thought we played pretty good ball during that stretch at times, but I don't know, it just kind of beat us down or what. But we just never recovered from it.
And, Coach, you talk about that. I thought your guys' schedule this year was really difficult kind of all the way through. There was not much you could say were nights off or games off. You had to be sharp every game.
Yeah, I would agree with that. When I went through the schedule preseason, I was like, wow, I knew a lot of teams were going to improve and get better, and there wasn't really any, cakewalks, but. You got to play the schedule. So,
you think coupled that maybe with did the girls put some pressure on themselves this year because of the expectations and the excitement they had coming in?
Yeah, I thought we were pressing a lot. They were frustrated, and we just never got momentum at the plate. Previous year we started out slow, but then we got momentum and really started getting a lot of confidence in the batter's box, and we just never really. Everything seemed to be a struggle this year with them. But we got a good core coming back, so I'm excited for the future.
Absolutely. Coach, where did you see this team grow? Because, as you mentioned, just the three seniors, so a lot of youth, and a lot of the youth saw a lot of the playing time. So the future does look good.
Definitely. We had some players come out this year that had not been out in the past. Hallie Malsby came out and pitched for us on the mound and also had a pretty good year at the plate. We had a Kylie Fleischman come out this year, had not played since sixth grade. And, she was pretty rusty at the start of the year, but by the end of the year she was starting left field for us defensively, and she has a bright future. And we got a lot of young kids. My eighth grade class had a good year this year. They really got a lot better. Carrie brought them along really nicely. And so we got some good young players that could help us in the future.
And, Coach, you mentioned, Hallie and Kylie coming out, and especially Kylie being just a freshman. People don't realize sometimes when you get athletes out, it might take them a little while, but athletes usually figure things out pretty well.
Yeah, especially athletes that don't like to lose.
Yes.
And Kylie is very competitive, and she wants to do everything well. So she really started coming along in the JV schedule with her bat. So we're looking for good things there in that area also in the future.
Talk about the defensive play of the team this year. At times I thought you guys looked really sharp, and at times, like every team, you go through those kind of games or situations in games where things just don't kind of work out.
Yeah, first inning was our problem this year. We had a lot of errors, and I would say a lot of our errors came in the first inning. We just did not get started. So that's on me a little bit. I think I've got to change our pregame a little bit. You always, as a coach, you're evaluating yourself. And so I've got to do something to get us off to better starts. Our first inning, we dug a lot of holes.
Did you feel like you played much better after that? And that has to say something about you and the kids to be able to settle down after a rough first inning and still come back and play.
Yeah, sometimes we got back into it, you know, but we just couldn't afford to do that this year with the way we were struggling in the box. So we just got to do a better job of being prepared next year. And definitely, I'm going to change things up in pregame, and we'll be ready next year. So I'm excited for the future.
You mentioned the struggles at the plate in the box this year. What do you contribute some of that to?
Oh, I think, like you said, we were pressing. It didn't start out like we wanted it. And then we ran into a tough schedule. And we hit some pretty good pitchers. We played out going to Tufts. We started out in North Fonda. We gave up a bunch of, I think we had 4 or 5 errors the first inning, and then settled down. But we just never, really got it going.
Coach, mentioned early on, just 3 seniors. Kinsey Botts, I think, is a nice third baseman for you, a kid that'll hustle. Maddie Schultz, I thought, had a pretty good year behind the plate for you as well. And then Sam Pfister was your second baseman for most of the season. So talk about that senior group.
Yeah, they had nice years. I know, Sam started out really hot with the bat, and she kind of fell off toward the end of the year, but Sam was a hustler. Maddie did a great job for the year. You know, she's a starter. I think she started back there behind the plate at least 3, if not 4 years. She was solid. She's steady. I always had her in the 4 spot. She drove in runs. She always understood how to drive in runs when we need them in the big moment. And then Kinsey Botts played a great third base.
Yes.
She really is a hustler, and she made a lot of really stellar plays this year.
Now those 3 certainly going to be missed, but that junior group has really kind of developed themselves maybe as leaders in a lot of sports, and you're going to have quite a few of those back. I'll just run you through the list. Emma Gino, a starter in the outfield for you. Courtney Riley started in the outfield. Sally Musselman, your top pitcher. Bria Koroleski, a junior shortstop. Kennedy McAvek, also another one of those juniors that all got some valuable experience this year.
Yes, certainly. That's our core that we're looking forward to. Hopefully they'll step up. And I know that they're hungry. They were not happy with how the year played out this year. And we talked with them, and they're excited for putting in some time on their own this winter and trying to get off to a better start next year. So, you know, that's one of the things that we maybe didn't get done this year was get the investment into the team maybe as much as what we have in the past. So we're looking forward to some more winter commitment. And I know Sally works. Sally works every year. She pitches throughout the year. And I know also that Hallie also does. So I'm looking for a jump with them in their pitching. And then our defensively we're going to be pretty solid, I think, next year defensively. We found our shortstop. Real's just so consistent at short. We'll have to move some people around and probably have Emma Gino come in the infield maybe next year. She shows some signs of being able to handle that and replace third base. We'll be looking for a second baseman. And then we got Kira Hammond at first is solid, and she's just going to get better and better. She has power, bat, quickest bat I've ever, seen.
Yep.
You just can't throw the ball by her. But we just got to get a little more consistency out of everybody, and things will look better in the future.
Coach, you mentioned some of those kids. Courtney Riley, another one, started this year in center field. I remember her catching a few years ago. Is she one of the candidates to replace Maddie, or is outfield kind of where she's found her home?
She could come in and catch. We also have a transfer coming in that we're kind of excited about if she goes out. We have a superintendent's daughter's coming that's from Woodward Granger that played catcher. So she could be a possibility, too, behind the plate. So she'll be a junior next year.
So that certainly will help out there, especially being able to leave a player out in the outfield that's got some experience there. The sophomores this year, Sayer Steiger, starter out in right field, and then Addison Korolewski, a terrific young athlete that you were able to use as a runner this year. I have a feeling her role probably going to grow in the future.
I hope so. She, you know, we put her out there in center field when we had a player missing and had to bring Courtney in to catch. And so she did a great job. She proved that she can play out there. Well, I'm looking for Addison to be fighting for position out in the outfield next year. And I still think she's got a swing that's going to produce a lot of power. She had a little bit of elbow problems this year, but hopefully that'll get healed, and then she'll really start driving the ball like she has the potential to do.
And, Coach, we already kind of mentioned the two freshmen. Kiera Hammond is one of the scariest hitters in the lineup because of the power she has. I joke with people that when I come up and do games there in Littner, come up and watch games, I make sure to park way up the street because you never know how far she's going to end up hitting the ball, and there's been a couple of times the trees have protected me. And then you mentioned Kylie Schleichman as well early on and her competitiveness. So not a big freshman group, but a pretty darn good freshman group.
Yeah, if you're going to have two ball players, that's two pretty good ball players to have if you're going to have freshmen. Got speed and power, so good combination.
And then the only eighth grader on the roster this year, Olivia Toms. I'm sure you've got some younger ones. You mentioned how good that eighth grade group was, so that's going to be a group that you can build around in the future.
Certainly, we got some kids with some power, some speed. They just need a little seasoning. They need more time, and they'll come along and help. Maddie Schmidt really hit the ball good at the JV level. Gracie Hungate really come on, and she's going to be a girl that could be could come on the mound too. She improved so much throughout the year with her control and being in the zone, and now we just got to get her a couple pitches, get her a change up, maybe a rise, and she'll come on. So.
And, Coach, I tell you what, just your second year here with the program, where do you feel you're at in kind of the building process of this program? You've been successful everywhere you've been. You've had to build things in the past. This program had struggled some, you know, until you got here. So now where do you feel like you're at in the building process with South Central Calhoun softball?
Well, we'll have a better year next year. I'm pretty certain of that. I'm going to have to really do a lot of evaluating of how I do things, and I'm going to do a better job next year. I promised them that, you know, this year it was a strange year, and with an added week of practice, we're going to just kind of change, tweak a few things here and there in the program, how we do things, and I know I'm going to change some hitting drills, and we'll get them where we want them, and they'll be ready next year.
Well, Coach, I look forward to next year. I really like this group of kids you have. I enjoy getting to work with you. I appreciate all the stats and even the text messages back and forth about some of your games at night and stuff. So I appreciate everything that you do for us here in Carroll at the radio station, and looking forward to next year and the future of the South Central Calhoun softball program.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to next year also with the kids I got coming back. But yeah, I thank you for all that you do, too. We really appreciate it. You're very patient with me. Sometimes we get home awful late, and I don't have the stats in, and you're patient with me, and I certainly appreciate that. And having you support our athletics, we appreciate that greatly.
Well, Coach, I understand how long some of the road trips are, so that late is not an issue. I just appreciate you getting them in at some point in the evening. So, Coach, again, thank you very much for your time here, and I'm sure you seem to be on every coaching staff this last year, so I'm sure I'll probably see you at volleyball or basketball or football or something here soon.
No volleyball this year. I'm off the hook there, but I'm looking forward to basketball.
All right, Coach. Well, enjoy a season off if you get that opportunity.
I'm going to.
You bet. Head Coach John Kennedy again with the South Central Calhoun softball program.